From the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast, it's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello, thank you for downloading a Thursday podcast.
Great show ahead of us as well. You've chosen a great episode to listen to.
Have you?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Do you not think so? What's your favourite episode to listen to?
Oh, I couldn't pick a favourite, Tazzy. There's too many. Today was a weird vibe in studio because we're both a bit overtired today.
We're really tired. Yesterday was a big one. Ended up being really late night for us after Origin and yada yada. And by the time we got home, got to sleep, it was like close to 1 o'clock. So, yeah, we've come in and we're feeling a bit there.
I feel like my brain is like half a second behind where it should be. You know, everything's just lagging a little bit.
Yep, totally. We need to turn off and on again. Reset the modem on this show.
Oh.
But luckily, the Sunny Coast didn't let us down because the stories that we got, when did you lose a bet? Some of them were incredible. And what weird way did you get a job? We had 4 or 5 hilarious calls on that too.
Indeed. So enjoy them.
Indeed.
We will speak to you again maybe tomorrow, maybe. If I give a rat's ass about doing the podcast, or maybe I'll just do
rat's ass.
I'm bringing rat's ass back, I think.
I don't think it ever went away.
I don't think it went away either. So true. All right, enjoy.
Click play.
Live across the sunny coast.
How are your chompers, Ellie?
Yeah, they're still in.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
They are indeed. Hello, Sunny Coast. Welcome to hour 2 of a Thursday show.
We are feeling the late night last night. We are not as young as we used to be.
Nah.
We saw 11 and maybe even 12 o'clock.
I know.
After the Origin, and you and I have gone, gee, could do with a nap.
Yes. Oh, a nap would be beautiful. But we will charge on like the professionals that we are, Tazzy.
Good.
Did you see the concentration I had getting that sentence out?
You close your eyes sometimes when you're trying to get a particular sentence away. You'll close your eyes and go, Word, full stop. There we go. Sunny Coast.
No one works harder.
Hey, up next, we're playing. Well, what percentage? In what percentage of hard workers do you think you are? Are you in the top 5%?
Yeah, top 3.
Top 3.
Top 3. Yeah, 100%.
So you rolled in at midday today.
I actually squeezed in a bath this morning.
We went to Beefy's for lunch. We came back about 1:30. You lay on the couch and got a massage from me. Work meeting.
No one works harder. Taz, I've said it before, I'll say it again.
And then we stressed for an hour because we were like, oh my gosh, we haven't thought about our show. It's 2 o'clock. Sunny Coast, up next, your favourite game, our favourite game. It's called Bandle. If you love your music, you're going
to
love it.
We don't do anything to organise that one either, to be honest.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
It's like Wordle, but it's with a song, and the song is split up into its instruments. Today, the Bandle gods that run the app that we just play with on the radio show have said that it's from 2015. It's had 3 billion YouTube views, which is a hell of a lot. But they've said you're not going to get it until you hear the voice. So I don't know what's going to be happening there. We might go through a few layers before even having a clue. Sunny Coast, what's really good about this, Ellie and I don't know the song we're about to play with, so we're both playing, but you are as well. 545-11919, at any point when you think you know what it is, you can buzz in by giving us a call, and you might be able to snatch the win from Chaney and me.
Alrighty, let's give it a go. Layer number 1 is drums.
So what we know about it so far, lots of views on YouTube, billions. And it's from 2015.
Doesn't give much away, that drum layer, does it?
No, drums are keeping their cards close to their chest.
All right, should we go to bass?
Yep.
All right, level 2.
I thought I had something. I think it's just going to come out from the fog in a couple of layers' time. All of a sudden, it'll be super easy, but this is so boring at the moment. That's what I did before.
I got it.
I've got it as well. I know what it is. Yeah, I've got it. Okay, Sunny Coast, if you think you know what it is, you can come and have a stab. 545-11919.
Yeah.
I am going to guess what I think it is.
Hold on, let me get
I've
it.
Got it right. Okay.
Have you?
Yep.
Oh, what if I've got it wrong?
Hang on, let's go to the phones. Is this Christy?
Hello.
Who's this?
Marshall.
Hey, Marshall. Hey, what do you think the song is?
Is it Hello by Adele? Hello.
That's what I think it is too. Hello from the other side. He's gone and done it. Marshall, well done.
Thank you.
Oh, no worries. No worries at all, my friend. 2015, though. Oh, Someone Like You was her breakout hit, wasn't it?
Earlier, yeah.
That was 2011, because I was thinking, it's Hello, but that feels too late.
Bang
okay,
on.
There you go.
2015, 3 billion YouTube views. I think we did pretty well.
Gosh,
Sunny Coast,
that's a good
and
song.
Well done, Marshall. Pat yourself on the back.
Good.
Oh, good. All right.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Right now, 545-11919, asking the question, what did you have to do when you lost a bet? Maybe you won it and you want to talk about the time that your friend lost that bet. This is coming from a story over in the UK. His name is Zach Evans. He's 30. And he has lost his fantasy football league over there.
Ah, yeah.
31 teams was in his friend group fantasy league. Mm-hmm. He came 31st. And so the result of that is they said whoever comes last is going to have to do a public apology. And he's chosen it in the form of a giant billboard.
Oh, geez.
In the middle of central Manchester. Now, it reads... Actually, no, have a listen to this.
There you have it. See, Zach Evans apologising to the lads because he came last in the Fantasy Premier League football.
So the billboard is a giant picture of Zach. He's looking really sad. He's in black and white. It looks very serious. And there's a quote next to him, and it says, "I would like to publicly apologise to the below for my pathetic performance this season."
Aww,
and there's 30 Zach. Names on the billboard, all the other 30 people that beat him in the fantasy.
I think he's being a bit harsh on himself, you know.
It's the lads.
Fantasy's tough. Now, I'm coming last in our league, aren't I, in the NRL fantasy?
I think you are, actually. Yeah, maybe we should get you a billboard if you lose.
I can't afford a billboard. I'll do a Facebook post.
It's an expensive way to lose. He said, look, it's quite funny because his team name is I'm the Top FC.
Ah, yeah.
But he's come bottom, unfortunately.
Big dogged there, haven't you?
Yeah,
come
he has.
Come out tough.
Yep. And he says, life's a bit boring, so it's a good talking point for the memory book. And he's playing it all. He loves it. He's very happy with
Absolutely.
It.
Well, a good friendly bet never hurts anybody. I'm still waiting on the New South Wales Premier, Chris Minns, because they had a bet yesterday, the two premiers over State of Origin. The losing state premier had to wear the opposite jersey for a full day. And the New South Wales premier has not, that I can see, yet worn a Queensland jersey today.
Oh, bring it on. Maybe he'll do it on the weekend or
Maybe.
Something. Maybe just a low day where not many people are watching him.
Kylie is in Landsborough. Kylie, have you lost a bet?
Yeah, I did a few. When I was moved up here about 12 years ago, we had a bet because I'm New South Wales. And the girls, I said, oh, yeah, New South Wales have got this, you know. They said, oh, okay, we'll bet you. And so I've lost, obviously, so I had to dye my hair maroon. Then they put me in a scarf and a maroon shirt. So now I don't actually bet anything now.
Are you off gambling for life?
No, just don't bet against Queensland, Kylie. That's your problem.
Yeah, I know. I've learned my lesson on that one. You know, poor New South Wales, we're not doing too good, are we?
Dyeing your hair is a big call. What colour's your natural colour?
Brown.
Okay, so I had a kind of reddish tinge
to
it.
Yeah,
so but they actually made me dye it. I had to bleach it first and then actually...
Oh, my goodness.
That would have been really red.
It was.
That is full commitment. How long did you keep it for?
So I ended up having it chopped off for 3 weeks and then I gave up on it and then tried to dye it back to it.
Wow. Commitment, Kylie. Commitment to the bet.
I know.
I love that.
I know, but, you know, I've been here now 12 years, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're a woman of your word. I like that.
Now she's a Queensland fan, which is great.
Oh, are you going?
No.
No. Let's go to Barry in Mooloolaba. Barry, have you lost a bet?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. I feel like this is going to be a good story already.
Set the scene, Baz. What did you have to do and what did you lose?
Me and my cousin were out fishing one time and we were getting a bit bored, so we made a bet. Whoever caught the least amount of fish had to buy the other one a tinny. So I brought a tinny.
Oh, no. How much did that set you back?
3.5.
Do you at least get to use it whenever you want?
Yes, I do.
Oh, well, that's good.
Jeez.
Still. I won the bet, but
I won the bet.
How many fish did you lose by, Barry? Was it close?
Probably about 6.
Jeez, okay, that's a fair loss.
That's a fair chunk.
Yeah, yeah. Surely you're just chucking heaps of burley in and a net and just netting as much as
you don't
can.
Have to rub it in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I love it, Barry. Hey, Barry, you scored the family pass to the Sunshine Coast Agricultural Show, my friend.
Thank you very much.
No worries at all.
It's starting Friday 14th. Tickets at sunshinecoastshow.com.au.
Hey, Barry, they might have that little sideshow game where you've got to get the fishing rod and lift up the ducks.
Stay away from it.
Now you are rubbing it in.
Tash in Caloundra, have you lost a bet?
Well, actually, it was a mate of mine where years ago when we were all having drinks and forget what teams were playing, but the boys had made a bet on it. And whoever lost had to let the other one give him a tattoo. And so my mate Russell woke up sober the next morning with flames where his eyebrow should have been.
Eyebrow?
Yes, and to this day you still see the flames sticking out at the top of his eyebrows and we just pissed ourselves laughing.
Oh, my goodness.
So good.
And his mum and dad the next day were just like, what the hell have you done?
Oh, that is phenomenal.
Orange and red flames.
Oh, my goodness.
Tomorrow on the show, tattoo regrets because of this story.
Wow, I feel like tattoos should never be brought into bets.
We have been talking about tattooing your eyebrows on, Chaney.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if I want flames.
You've got aggressive eyebrows at the moment.
Yes, but I want the cosmetic, nice, pretty feathering one. I don't want flames.
You don't want Tash's mate to give you some flames?
Tash, does it look cosmetic, his job?
Absolutely not.
Okay, all right. I'll stick to the proper feathering, Tash.
So good. Thank you, Tash.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
And I want to know this afternoon, Sunny Coast, did you get your job or a job in a non-conventional, weird way? You know, you didn't just go and hand your resume in somewhere and get given a job.
This isn't going to be something where everybody has a story, but the stories that we do hear from are going to be amazing. 545-11919 is our number.
The reason I bring it up is because there's a 20-year-old down in Sydney who was looking for a job in finance. Do I have to play the song?
I'm not saying it. You hate it.
I'm looking for a man in finance. Trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes.
Chaz loves this viral.
6'5", blue eyes. Yeah, I love it because
TikTok.
It annoys you.
It annoys me. It gets stuck in your head. But anyway, he's a 20-year-old finance student down in Sydney.
How tall is he?
Looking to get a job.
Does he have a trust fund?
Okay. All right. We've moved on from that silly song.
What's his eye colour?
Okay. And he has thought outside the box in order to secure an interview at this finance firm that he really wanted to work for.
Great.
He had purchased an abundance of Fred Again tickets. Remember Fred Again, when Fred Again came?
Yeah.
The DJ dude, this guy.
Yeah. He's still big. You're just old.
I'm old, yeah. I'm too old for Fred Again.
Yeah.
Anyway, he'd gotten a bunch of tickets and he saw that someone from the employer that he, the firm that he wanted to get a job at was looking for tickets.
Yes.
So he's like, forget selling these off to someone. I'm a bribe this dude for an interview. So he reaches out to him and said, hey, I've got 2 Fred Again tickets. They're yours if you want them. I just want an interview at your finance firm. Sure enough, got the interview. The employer was so impressed by his sense of hustle that he got the job and now he works for his dream firm.
Gutsy. I love it.
He is officially a...
I'm looking for a man in finance.
Man in finance now.
6'5".
All thanks. To Fred Again.
Trust fund. Oh. Very similar.
Very similar.
Let's start with one of the members of our Big Breakfast, Brookie. Hello.
G'day, guys.
Hey, Brookie, you should be asleep by now. Your shift's about to start.
I know. I've napped all afternoon and I was just driving and I heard this call. I thought I got a story for this one.
Oh, jealous.
What was the weird way you got your job?
So I went into a little convenience store and I asked for cash out along with the other things that I bought at the time.
Yeah.
And we got chatting to the, I was chatting to the owner and walked away and got my cash out. And then when I looked at my transactions, she hadn't actually put the cash out through. So she'd basically given me like $40 for free and it ate me alive. So I went back and I said, you gave me the cash out, but you didn't actually put it through. And she offered me a job straight off, straight on the spot. And I hated my current job. So I said yes on the spot.
No way.
On the spot, you accepted it.
Pardon?
You accepted it on the spot as well.
Accepted it on the spot. But in hindsight, they must have been probably pretty desperate to ask me on the spot.
Did you put the apron on and the uniform and just start your shift then and there as well, Brookie?
Straight away, I was in the kitchen cooking chickens within the hour.
Oh, well, Brookie, it's because you're a good Samaritan. She saw good morals and values in you.
Oh, something like that, Ellie. Stop it.
And then Brooke was siphoning from the till after every shift from then on.
Thanks, Schmidl. We'll go to Tiff now from Palmview. Tiff, what weird way did you get a job, my friend?
Well, I was, it was kind of like a second job. My mum went to a cafe one day and she was saying that I was trying to save up money to go to America and they were like, oh, we actually need someone to home delivery some pizzas because we're going to do like some home delivery of pizzas. Yeah. So she came home and she was like to me, oh, I got you like another little job that you could do. You just need to deliver some pizzas. And I was like, oh, okay, like that should be easy. And then they obviously didn't give me any training. So when I went to deliver the first pizza, I just like sat it on my car seat because I just had to drive my own car. And when I like drove off, the pizza fell onto the ground and the pizza topping was all on the top of the roof of the pizza.
Oh.
And then when I went to deliver my first ever pizza, they opened the box and they were like, oh, this pizza's all wrecked. So I had to go back, get them a new pizza, and then deliver it back to them. And I was just like, I don't think I'm cut out for this job.
This high-stakes pizza delivery world.
This is my first and last shift of this job. Thank you.
Yeah, I was like, thanks, Mum, but no thanks. I'll just find my own job.
Oh, that's great, Tiff. Thank you. We'll go now to good old Veronica from Caloundra West. Hi, V.
Hey, how you going, guys?
We're well, thank you. Did you get a job in a weird way?
I didn't, but my partner Tony did. Tones did. We were actually talking about it the other day. We were driving to Brisbane a few days ago and he said, oh, he goes, I got a job on the corner of that roundabout. I said, what?
Yeah.
I said, what are you talking about? And I go, why on the corner of the roundabout? I said, what did you do in the past, Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this the red light district? What's going on?
Yeah. He's like, no, he's an ex-electrician and apparently he was coming back into the sunny coast from a Brisbane job and the electrician company that he was applying for was going the opposite way and they said, let's just meet at the roundabout.
So what, they just stood in the middle of the roundabout and discussed T's and C's?
Yeah, like for a few minutes. And he's like, okay, mate, see you Monday. And, you know, oh my gosh.
So
I know,
casual.
I know.
It's efficient. I mean.
So, so everyone, just go to a roundabout
just
and you'll get a job.
That's not good advice,
Don't
Veronica.
Listen to Veronica.
That's not good advice.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You know what made me feel good last weekend, Tazzy?
Yeah.
Seeing Mahalia Cassidy play her 50th game for the Sunshine Coast Lightning. Congrats, Mahalia. She joins us now. Hello.
Hello. How are we, crew?
Oh, how does it feel? Milestone game on the weekend.
Yeah, it was a nice celebration of playing 50 matches for Lightning. It was really cool.
Did you know that was coming up or all of a sudden you go, oh, my gosh, that was my 49th. That must mean 50th is this week or have you been counting down to it for quite a while?
No, I don't keep count at all. I think B or Steph let us know at Captain's Round that it was going to be my 50th Lightning game and Liz's 100th SSN game. So, yeah, we were just like, cool, I guess.
And what did you get for your 50th game? Is it flowers? Is there a little plaque? Do you get a stand named after you? What's the go?
Stand.
Yeah. No, definitely not a stand. I got a nice bunch of flowers and it's also like written, like, and then I get a nice little plaque on my locker, which was cute.
Ooh.
See, because why I ask, Chaney, is we're getting close to our 150th show.
That's true.
Should we be expecting something big from the bosses?
Not from our bosses.
No, yeah, not from our bosses. Hey, Mahalia, we're looking forward to this weekend's game's going to be a big one. Swifts, you beat them, I think it was round one this year, kicked off your season with a bang. You're versing them again this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a great matchup. I think we're on equal points on the ladder, so it's going to be vital for us to get the win and take home the point. So I'm excited.
It is. You guys are, you're in fourth spot on the ladder, which means at this point in time you would be playing finals. So wins from here on out, Mahalia. I mean, obviously that's the plan, but do you think it can be done?
Yeah, 100%. That's obviously the plan. I genuinely think, and I think the whole team, I think we can just win our way now all the way through to finals. So hopefully we put in good performances. Like, we've been playing really well. We've
you
just
have.
Got to get the results on the board.
What I'm concerned about is that you're heading to Ken Rosewall Arena in Sydney, which is the same venue that the scoreboard drama happened at a few weeks ago. Do we know whether they've updated the person in charge of the scoreboard down there?
Oh, look, there's so many things I could say, but I guess our plan is to win the game by a lot so that the score doesn't even matter.
Brilliant.
There was a moment at the game on the weekend, actually, at UniSC Arena.
Don't.
And you guys had got a goal heading into three-quarter time or halftime or something,
yeah.
And it took a bit longer than it should have for the score to be updated. I was looking at the scoreboard like, what is going on? Someone add one to the tally. It was very stressful.
Did they leave you in charge of the scoreboard again?
No,
oh, good.
God. No, I'm nowhere near that. Well, Mahalia, all the best for this weekend. Fingers crossed you and the girls can get the job done. I've got no doubt in my mind that you will, and you'll be playing finals in no time.
Yes, thank you very much, guys. Have a lovely afternoon.
And Sunny Coast, it's not long until our next home game as well. So not this weekend, next weekend the girls will be back taking on the Vixens too. So we don't have to wait very long. Mahalia Cassidy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.